Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring six Motown artists that had a top 40 hit after they left the Motown record label. This half hour, we'll hear from Diana Ross, The Temptations, Michael Jackson, Martha of the Vandellas, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, The Spinners, Diana Ross and the Supremes and the Temptations together, and the Marvelettes. All coming up to the next half hour as we feature Motown artists that had a top 40 hit after they left the Motown record.
Oh. Hometown Memories with Tom Fallon.
And Take a Look Around, number 30 on the pop charts and number 10 on the Rhythm and Blues charts in 1972. And we started this hour with Diana Ross and Muscles on the RCA record label, reaching number 10 from 1982, and that song was written and produced by Michael Jackson. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring six Motown artists that had a top 40 hit after they left the Motown record. Well, coming up, Michael Jackson, who had the most successful post-Motown career, and the song Beat It. Well, Beat It was produced by Quincy Jones, with co-production by Michael Jackson, and it was the third single from the singer's sixth solo album called Thriller, released in 1982. Interestingly enough, Eddie Van Halen played the song's distinctive overdriven guitar solo, but was prevented by his record label from appearing in the music video. Well, Beat It was a platinum-certified 45, and it received the Grammy Awards for Grammy Award of the Record of the Year and Best Male Rock Vocal Performance, as well as two American Music Awards, and the song was inducted into the Music Video Producers Hall of Fame. Well, Beat It propelled the album called Thriller into becoming the best-selling album of all time. Well, here is Michael Jackson with Beat It, right here. I'm Motown.
They told him, don't you ever come around again. Don't want to see your face, you better disappear. The fire's in their eyes, and their words are really clear. So beat it, just beat it. You better run, you better do what you can. Don't want to see no blood, don't be a macho man. You want to be tough, better do what you can. So beat it. You wanna be bad, just beat it, beat it, beat it.
Smokey Robinson, The Miracles with Doggone Right, and they reached number 32 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1969. Before that, a great song from Martha and the Vandellas, Nowhere to Run, number 8 from 1965. And we started with Michael Jackson and Beat It on the Epic Records label. Eddie Van Halen played lead guitar on that song, and Beat It was the 1983 Grammy Award winning record of the year. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and for this hour, we're featuring six Motown artists that had a top 40 hit after they left the Motown record. Well, so far this half hour, I've heard from two such artists. Here comes the third with the Spinners. Could it be I'm falling in love? Right here on Motown Memories.
A man to do, oh baby,
baby,
I'll sacrifice for you, I'll even do wrong for you, oh baby.
baby. Every minute, every hour, I'm gonna shower you with love and affection. Look out, it's coming in your direction. And I'm gonna make you love me. Oh, yes, I will. Yes, I will. I'm gonna make you love me. Oh, yes, I will. Yes, I will.
Look at him. My love is strong, you see. I know you'll never get tired of me. Oh, baby.
Sure.
I'm gonna use every trick in the book. I'll try my best to get your hood. Hey, baby.
Take me, I'm yours.
And every night, every day, I'm gonna say, I'm gonna get you, I'm gonna get you. Look out, boy, cause I'm gonna get you. I'm gonna make you love me. Ooh, yes, I will. Yes, I will. Every breath I take and each and every step I make brings me closer, baby, closer to you.
And with each beat of my heart, for every day we apart, I'll hunger for every wasted hour.
And every night and every day, I'm gonna get you, I'm gonna get you. Look out, cause I'm gonna get you.
Just like the 4th of July.
the Marvelettes and When You're Young and in Love, and then reached number 23 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1967. Before that, Diana Ross and the Supremes and the Temptations together, I'm Gonna Make You Love Me. That reached number 2 in both the Pop and Rhythm and Blues charts in the United States in 1968. And we started with the Spinners, known in the UK as the Detroit Spinners, and Could It Be I'm Falling in Love on the Atlantic record label, and reached number 4 from 1972. Well, this half hour featured three Motown artists that had a top 40 hit after they left the Motown record label. Coming up after the break, we'll hear from another three such artists, so keep it right here on Motown Memories.